The Fifth Monkey is a team made of volunteers from around the world. We do not receive any outside funding. Please consider becoming a paid subscriber to keep the series going. Thank you. Journey to the West, an audio drama series. Chapter 7, Part 2. Ru Lai then asked the Venerable Ananda and Kashyap to accompany him. After departing from Thunderclap Temple, they came straight to the gate of the Hall of Miraculous Mist. Suddenly, they heard deafening shouts from where the 36 Thunder Generals had the Great Sage surrounded. Buddha then delivered an order, saying, "Tell the Thunder Generals to cease fighting. Open up the encirclement, and tell the Great Sage to come out.
Let me ask him what power he possesses."
The generals indeed retreated. The Great Sage also withdrew his transformations and returned to his original form. High on anger, he approached Buddha and shouted from the top of his voice, "What monk are you? How dare you stop the battle to question me?" Ru Lai chuckled. "I am the Venerable Shakyamuni of the Western Realm of Ultimate Bliss. Namo Amita. I have just learned of your boorish behaviors and repeated offenses against the Heavenly Palace. I do wonder, where did you grow up? When did you find the way? Why are you this violent and unruly?" The Great Sage answered, "I was born from heaven and earth, a divinely inspired immortal. In the mountain of flower and fruit, an ape you could call old. Water Curtain Cave is my residence and property. I sought friends and teachers with great mysteries to unfold. Endless ways for me to obtain eternal life. Boundless transformations now in my hold. The mortal world was a land too narrow. I made up my mind that the Jade Heaven shall be home. Treasure Hall of Miraculous Mist is no place to reign forever. Human rulers for generations have known when to let go. The strongest shall be honored, 'tis my turn. For this alone, I will win as a hero." Buddha heard his words and let out several scornful laughter, saying, "You brute, are merely a monkey-turned-spirit. How dare you have the audacity to claim the dragon seat of the High Ruler, the Jade Emperor? He has been in cultivation since a young age and survived 1,750 bitter gulp. Each gulp is an aeon of 129,600 years. Make the calculation. How many years did he go through before he could enjoy the boundless and great way? You are nothing but a beast who is learning to be human for the first time. How dare you make such a boast? Sinful. How very sinful. Such behavior will shorten your life. Convert to faith as soon as possible and no more wild speaking. Otherwise, I fear you will suffer a brutal defeat, and your life will end in an instant. How very pitiful of your original form that would be." The Great Sage answered, "It's true that he has experienced long years of suffering and cultivation, but that doesn't mean he gets to remain here forever. As the saying goes, emperors are made by taking turns. Next year, the turn shall be mine. Just tell him to move out, hand over the Heavenly Palace to me, and we'll call it a day. If he won't, I will keep on wreaking havoc, and this place will never again see a day of peace." Buddha said, "Apart from immortality and some transformations, what other powers do you possess that you dare occupy the blessed land of the Heavenly Palace?" The Great Sage answered, "I've got lots of tricks. I have the 72 transformations and eternal life against all odds. I possess the Somersault Cloud, which can travel 108,000 li in one leap. Why don't I deserve the heavenly throne? Buddha said, I shall make a bet with you. If you are capable enough to escape my right palm with a single leap, you win. No more weapons will be wielded, and no more bitter fights. I shall invite the Jade Emperor to live in the West, and hand you the Heavenly Palace. If you cannot escape my palm, you shall return to the world below as a spirit, and argue again with me after you've been through more kelp. The great sage heard this and secretly chuckled. This Rulai is very dumb. Elder Sun can travel 108,000 li with a single somersault. That palm of his is no bigger than one square chi. How hard could it be to escape? He then hurriedly shouted, If you say so, do your words count? Buddha answered, They count. They do count. He then held out his right hand. It was about the size of a lotus leaf. The great sage withdrew the compliant rod, heightened his spirits, and jumped straight into the center of Buddha's palm. He then said, I'm leaving. With a leap, amidst cloud and light, he was nowhere to be seen. With his wise eyes, Buddha watched as the Monkey King whirled unstoppably forward like a windmill. As the great sage traveled, he suddenly came up to five fleshy red pillars surrounded by a puff of greenish gas. He muttered, This must be the end of the road. If I turn back from here with Rulai as witness, the Palace of Miraculous Mist must be mine. After a second thought, though, he said, Hold on. Let me leave some sort of mark so it's easier for me to make my case to Rulai. And so he pulled out a hair, blew a breath of divine air onto it, and said, Change! It turned into a mixed fur brush dipped with thick ink. In huge characters, he wrote the following sentence on the center pillar. 齐天大圣到此一游 Heaven-equaling great sage has made it here. Once he was done writing, he withdrew the hair. Then, with a total lack of respect, he left a pool of monkey piss at the foot of the first pillar. Turning back the somersault cloud, he went straight back to where he left. Standing inside Rulai's palm, he said, I have left, and now I have returned. Tell the Jade Emperor to hand over the Heavenly Palace to me. Rulai scolded. You pissing monkey spirit be damned. You have never actually left my palm. The great sage said, You have no idea. I went all the way to the end of the world where I saw five fleshy red pillars surrounded by greenish gas. I have left a mark there. I dare you go check it with me together. Rulai said, No need. Just lower your head. The great sage opened wide his fire eyes and golden pupils as he lowered his head. And there it was. On Buddha's right middle finger was the sentence, Heaven-equaling great sage has made it here. Under the thumb, there was still the stink of monkey piss. The great sage was astonished, muttering to himself, This can't be! This can't be! I wrote this sentence upon a heaven-supporting pillar. How did it end up on his finger? Could it be that he has some future-predicting trick? I don't believe this. I don't believe it. Let me go again. Splendid great sage. As he hurriedly leapt up to get out, Buddha flipped his palm and pushed the Monkey King out of the western gate of heaven. There, his five fingers transformed into a mountain chain of five peaks, each representing gold, wood, water, fire, and earth, respectively. This mountain was named Wu Xing Shan, the Five Faces Mountain, which gently pressed Wukong on the ground. The various thunder gods, along with Ananda and Kashyap, all folded their hands together to give praise, saying, "How wonderful, how wonderful." Then an egg learned to be man, aimed to cultivate, and the true way came. Untouched by eternity, a fine realm he called home. Change arrived one day, and his spirit went untamed. A deceptive rebel, he sought the highest throne. Bullying sages and stealing pills, a mess it became. Extreme evil now finally met a rightful end, not knowing when he could go free again. Since Ru Lai the Buddha has subdued the wicked monkey, he immediately called Ananda and Kashyap to return to the western realm of ultimate bliss with him. Just then, the marshals Tian Peng, or Heavenly Reeds, and Tian You, or Heavenly Blessings, hurried outside the treasure hall of Miraculous Mist to say, "May Ru Lai hold his steps. His Majesty is about to arrive." Buddha heard this and turned around to watch with reverence. Soon, glamorous carriages arrived with spellbinding music and fragrance. The Jade Emperor came all the way before Buddha and thanked him, saying, "We are deeply indebted to your great powers for vanquishing this evil fiend. May Ru Lai stop by for one day and allow all the immortals to host a banquet to express their gratitude." Ru Lai dare not refuse, so he folded his hands together in thanks, saying, "This soul monk was summoned here by Heaven's Most Honorable. What power is there to speak of? The result is due to the blessings of Heaven's Most Honorable and all the gods. How dare I ask to be thanked?" The Jade Emperor then released an edict, sending all the gods of the Thunder Sector to invite every god there was to join this feast and express their gratitude to Buddha. They opened up all the grand chambers and palaces and invited Ru Lai to the seat of honor. As everyone was seated, a feast of heaven's finest delicacies was served. Afterwards, all the gods presented pearls, treasures, fruits, and flowers to Buddha, saying, "Owing to the boundless powers of Ru Lai, the wicked monkey has been subdued. Thanks to Heaven's Most Honorable acting as host, we're able to show our gratitude. May Ru Lai give a name to this banquet, if it's not too much to ask." Accepting the request from all the gods, Ru Lai answered, "If you would like a name, I shall name it Great Feast of Pacified Heaven." The immortal elders all shouted in unison, "Great Feast of Pacified Heaven! What a great name! What a great name!" Once they were done talking, they were seated and the feast thus began. Wine was shared and music was played. What a splendid feast it was! As everyone was enjoying themselves, Lady Queen Mother floated towards Buddha with a group of beautiful immortal maidens. After greeting him, she said, "When the wicked monkey wrecked the wonderful feast of divine peaches, we sought help from all sorts of gods, but none succeeded. Now, thanks to the great power of Ru Lai, the wild monkey can finally be chained. We're overjoyed for the great feast of pacified heaven, but we have nothing to thank you with. Here, we present a few large divine peaches picked by me with clean hands." Buddha then folded his hands together to thank Lady Queen Mother. Afterwards, she let the immortal maidens perform a series of songs and dances, earning high praise from every immortal present. As the performance was ongoing and wine was shared, an extraordinary scent filled the room. Everyone put down their cups and raised their heads as an old man appeared. He had a long head, huge ears, and a short body. Coming from the South Pole, he was known as the Star of Longevity, or more commonly known as Shou Xing. And so the old star arrived and paid respect to the throne before thanking Ru Lai. "When I first heard the wicked monkey had been taken by the elder to the Tushita Palace for a good simmering, I thought it would surely bring peace. I had no idea he would come out again. Fortunately, we have Ru Lai to subdue the monster with ease. As there is a banquet to express our gratitude, I have arrived after hearing the news. I have not much to offer, but here are purple fungi, jasper grass, jade lotus root, and some golden magical pellets for you." Ru Lai received the gifts with delight. And so the Star of Longevity was seated and the feast resumed. Then the great barefoot immortal arrived. He also paid respect to the throne first before thanking Buddha. "In all of your immense powers used to subdue the fiendish monkey, I have nothing to show but my deep respect and 2 divine pears and several fire dates." Ru Lai again thanked him. Then he told Ananda and Kashyap to put away every single gift before turning to the Jade Emperor and thanking him for the invitation. As the guests became drowsy, the divine officer of inspection came to report. "The great sage is sticking out his head." Buddha said, "No worries, no worries." He then pulled out a strip of paper from his sleeve. On it were 6 characters. Om Mani Padme Hum, which was the Chinese version of the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. He handed the strip to Ananda and told him to stick it on top of the mountain. The Venerable soon brought the strip of paper out of the heavenly gate, all the way to the top of the 5 Faces Mountain. He stuck it tightly on a square rock, and the mountain became seamlessly rooted on the ground. Wukong, though, can still breathe, reached out his hands, and move around a little bit. Ananda then returned to report. "I have attached the strip." Ru Lai therefore bid farewell to the Jade Emperor and the rest, before stepping out of the heavenly gate with the 2 venerables. Moved by compassion, he recited a divine spell to summon a tutelary of soil, along with guardians of the 5 quarters, to reside in the mountain and act as guards. If Wukong was hungry, they would feed him iron pellets. If he was thirsty, they would give him molten copper juice to drink. Once the calamity came to an end, someone will come save him. Truly, eventually he will escape from Buddha's hand. Please wait for the Tang Court's holy monk to be sent. We do not know on which month of which year his sufferings would end. Please wait until the next chapter. Journey to the West, an audio drama series, is a production by The Fifth Monkey. If you enjoy our work, become our paid subscriber or patron to gain access to the latest release and other exclusive content. Head to www.thefifthmonkey.com for links to all the platforms we're on and support us on social media. Shares, comments, emails, all are welcome. This is Lynn. See you in the next episode.